And we're back on In Focus News Radio KMAN. I'm Brandon Peoples, and I'm going to talk here this next segment about Sunflower CASA and all the great that they do here in our community. And we have Executive Director Carson Coburn in studio. Thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us. Thank you so much.
And you've brought Jennifer Anguano, and I'm sorry, what's your title?
I'm the Director of CASA Core Services.
Okay. Well, welcome to you both here. It's a pleasure to meet you, and I'll have you scoot up a little bit closer to those microphones. They have a tendency to pick up everything here. So, want to bring you on here because I know how important it is to have CASA volunteers in our community, and was wondering, do you guys have training coming up here pretty soon?
We do. We have training starting on February 4th. So it's an 8-week training session. We'll go to the end of March. We'll take the spring break week off. But we start March 4th. We're on February 4th. We're on Tuesday evenings from 5:30 to 8:30. And anyone who's interested in coming to training can call our office, 785-537-6367, or they can go to our website at sunflowercasa.org.
Okay. Now, for those listening here today, and they're like, well, what's a CASA volunteer? What do they do here? Kind of explain how they – I know they advocate for children, but maybe explain what the role is.
Sure, absolutely. So CASA stands for Court-Appointed Special Advocates. So we're directly appointed by a judge to serve children who have been abused and neglected and have open child in need of care cases with the court system. So the CASA's role is to really get to know who that child is. They meet with them weekly if possible. Unfortunately, a lot of our kids are placed outside of the area. So at minimum, 2 times a month, they're meeting with their kiddos. They're getting to know who they are, what their needs are, what their unmet needs are. We really work within the child welfare system with all of the other agencies that are working with this child and family. So we're really working in a team unit. But the CASA volunteer's job is to specifically advocate for the child that they're serving. So because we know them a lot of the time better than some other people involved, we write court reports and we make recommendations as to what their best interests are in court.
So what's their relationship like with the child here? Are they constantly engaged with that child?
They are, yeah. Our CASA volunteers really are consistent with their kiddos, so they follow them. Even if the child moves placements, our CASA volunteer will stay with them. Our goal is to maintain the same CASA volunteer with the same youth throughout the life of their case. So we're providing them with some consistency in their life.
All right. And I understand this chapter here of Sunflower CASA serves Riley, Clay, and Pottawatomie counties?
Correct. Yeah, we serve all of the 21st and then just Pottawatomie in the 2nd Judicial District.
Okay. Well, and I've been to court many times, and I've seen, you know, I've sat through how many hearings there are every Tuesday. They have, like, the first hearings there. It's a backlog. There must be a ton of cases you have a need for.
Absolutely. We served 139 children last year through CASA Corps. About 75% of those children are from the city of Manhattan alone. And then currently we have about 15 kiddos on our wait list. So we are never without the need for CASA volunteers.
Well, it's interesting because we were talking the previous segment here with Jamie about how people don't want to know that there's a poverty problem here in our community. And just the same, there's a bunch of kids who really need the support.
Definitely.
And we have actually two other agencies underneath the CASA umbrella, if I could speak to that a smidge.
Yeah.
We have a Child Advocacy Center, which is where we do forensic interviews of children. We also have a Child Exchange and Visitation Center, which is underutilized, but we're working on that right now. It's where parents who need to have supervised visitations or a safe place to have an exchange on a weekend can use our facility. So we're actually looking for volunteers for that as well. So we are so ripe for volunteers right now, and especially men, because unfortunately not enough men sign up to volunteer with kids, and there are a lot of boys in our client list that really have a need, and it would be great to have some men volunteers.
Yeah, because really, not only are you an advocate, you're almost kind of a mentor to that child.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They often stick with them even after the court. I mean, the time frame is the case is closed.
Mm. Well, and it's not for everybody. You really have a, that's why the training is so heavily involved. I understand. Just just kind of talk to, you know, what people need to be prepared for if they do become a volunteer.
Sure. Well, we're working with kids who are coming from trauma, so we need to be prepared to deal with some behaviors that may be difficult behaviors. We need to be prepared for some anger because our kids have dealt with a lot. High emotions a lot of the time, but I will tell you, it is the most rewarding work I have ever done. I think our volunteers get way more than they anticipate when they sign up for CASA training. Our kids have seen a lot in their lives. So for us to be able to provide a consistent person for them is really an impactful thing that we can do.
And Carson, you were talking about doing the forensic interviews with the children. And I know that can be a stressor on the kids as well. Because
sure.
Oftentimes they get asked the same questions multiple times.
That's kind of why we exist as an advocacy center, so that the first stop for a kid who needs a forensic interview can be us instead of having it at the court, at the police station, or anywhere else, because we are set up with a family room and we have an advocate on staff at the same time that the interview is going on to work with the families. So, and an ongoing basis as well. So our hope is eventually that it will be the first and only stop when a child needs a forensic interview to sort of get rid of that stigma of where a kid goes to a police station and is very uncomfortable and maybe has to give his or her story two or three times. So they give it once, we have it filmed, and we have notes, and that's kind of thing that's used in court. So it's really important that that kind of process can happen for these kids so they don't have to go through it more than once.
Yeah. Again, we're talking with Carson Kober and Jennifer Anguano here from Sunflower CASA. And I know you both have participated in this before. You said it's very rewarding. Maybe do you have a success story you could share with us?
I think we have a lot of success stories. Anytime a kid can go home safely is a success story in our eyes, or a child gets adopted, or they go to college and they're the first person in their family to get that. I think we find success in the little things every day because the work is just so hard. That's what we have to do. I think we're very lucky in that we do have a lot of success stories with our kids, and our volunteers make such lasting relationships with them that they continue that past case closure. So they become that consistent person not only while their case is going, but throughout their life oftentimes.
Very good. How are you, Carson?
Well, I'm kind of new, so I don't have a lot of – other than I've seen the CASA volunteers come in, and I am so impressed with their – demeanor and the quality of care that they're giving to their cases and just their overall pursuit of what's good for these kids, whether it's a Christmas gift or soccer clothes, they will find a way to make it happen. I did want to say that I will be going through the training in February as well. So we're looking for about 8 more people and we really want to fill it up.
Yeah. Awesome. Well, hopefully we get you some signups here today by people listening to this. Very rewarding work you can do here in our community, and really doesn't take a whole lot. I mean, you do want a commitment here.
Yeah, the training isn't easy, and it is a commitment for 8 weeks, 3 hours a week. That's a lot to ask of people, but in the end, what you can then do for a child is monumental. So we're really... That's why I'm taking it as well, because I really want to understand what it is that our volunteers come out knowing and allowing them to do the really good work that they do.
All right. Again, February 4th is when that training begins. If people want to learn more information, how can they get a hold of you?
They can call our office at 785-537-6367, or they can visit our website. There's a link on our website at sunflowercasa.org. Or they can email me directly, and my email address is on the website.
Okay. Jennifer Anguano, Carson Kober, we appreciate you coming on, talking a little bit, and we'll have you on again sometime down the road.
Thanks
so much for having us.
All right, stay tuned. We'll have Robin Cole from Pawnee Mental Health up next on News Radio KMAN.